science, technology, society, our lives, philosophy, and religion. This is Spark Dialogue Podcast, where it all comes together. I'm Elizabeth Fernandez.
Many of us don't associate fashion with science, but as the world around us grows increasingly technical, why not our clothes too? High-tech clothes could go beyond simply keeping us warm, protecting us from the sun, or being a fashion statement. They could interface with the environment, monitor our bodies, and get to know the wearer in a way that other technology can't. Today, our guest is Anouk Weprecht. Anouk designs high-tech dresses that look like they come straight from the future. But these dresses don't just look high-tech, they really are high-tech, combining robotics, design, artificial intelligence, and fashion. Anouk describes how she combines fashion and science in these high-tech dresses.
I am tutored in fashion design, and then I started to do robotics, and I combine it with interaction design and artificial intelligence. So my dresses are smart, so they can sense what you already say, the surroundings or the body itself, and then they react.
A lot of technology surrounds us in our everyday lives. And let's face it, not all of it goes into improving our well-being.
Technology came into our lives to help us, and sometimes I'm thinking like, well, is that still doing it? You know, is technology still helping us? I'm thinking of other ways that we can actually interface. So we have like fashion, we have technology, we have now fashion and technology. So the technology is really into the clothing and with sensors and all these things that I'm working on, and also some other people from my field, and thinking and rethinking what fashion is and rethinking what interfaces are. So how can you, for example, maybe not have the notifications through your phone? How can you have that through your garments? And I think that's really interesting. If you think of that and wearables and like sensors on the body, they know us better, or that interactive fashion and sensoric things on our body have the possibility to know us better than we know ourselves, sort of. And that is the idea that I mostly place myself around, of this agent on your body that can really indicate what you feel and where you're moving, and that can motivate, or that can bring yourself a little bit of awareness. And that is a little bit what I play with in my designs, like bringing that awareness by actually pure data that I collect through my systems.
By being so close to us, these clothes can interpret signals in the user's body in ways that other technology can't. By being physically against our bodies, these clothes can monitor several aspects in the hope of improving our lives.
Well, my mobile phone is not listening to me. It's not listening to my heartbeat. It doesn't know what I say again, like if I get stressed or if I get tired.
Imagine you are driving down a long road and you are becoming more and more drowsy. The clothes you wear would be able to sense your tiredness.
If you are tired, that it can give you a pinch so you wake up again, so you're not a danger to yourself and your environment if you're driving a car. All of these things, like, yeah, we have technology that listens to our bodies, and that actually listens to our bodies better than we do ourselves, because you might get tired and you don't notice it yourself.
The goal is to have these clothes do many things, like monitor the wearer's heart rate, stimulate muscles if the body is not moving enough, or monitor the user's body temperature. They can even be used in space to make sure that the astronaut's muscles do not atrophy.
Yeah, one thing of being in space is your muscles are taking off, your bone density, but also your metabolic system is rapidly evolving. So how can fashion come into play there? Instead of having the device that you train on in your suit, how can that be a coexistence, for example?
These dresses use machine learning to get to know the user. Therefore, each user's experience would be uniquely tailored to how their body reacts and what their body needs.
If I design a system, it can be placed on anybody, and on anybody it would react in a different way, because if it's measuring only the heart rate, also the volume and the heart rate, for example, or you're doing things with EEG, you connect two or three biosignals to each other and you map that out, you already have a different outcome on you than it would be on me, for example.
Some of her designs may seem wildly outlandish, but sometimes Anouk's inspiration comes from nature.
So I do a lot with biomimicry. So I look at nature and, for example, how animals protect themselves or according to defense mechanisms, but also at other products, how nature unfolds, like plants or leaves, how they open up, for example. So I look also at the motorics, how things move or how they change in shape or how they change in color.
Perhaps one of her most well-known dresses is the spider dress that can attack when someone gets too close, in the same way a cornered animal might bare its claws.
So, for example, one dress of mine is a spider dress. So as soon as you step close to the dress, it has mechanic limbs on the shoulders that look like spider legs, and they are grabbing out around them. The dress is actually really attacking as soon as you step into the personal space. So that's the notion of personal space in the space that we have around us.
Another dress design is modeled after the ink cloud of an octopus.
Another of my dresses is a smoke dress, so it's sensoric, so almost like an octopus pushes out a cloud of ink. This dress is putting up a smoke facade, so a smoke cloud, as if you're getting shy and you want to dive away. So it's placed with sensors around it, and as soon as you come into the space of the dress, it starts to basically protect itself.
Another one of her designs is not a dress at all. Instead, it is a device that looks like a unicorn horn that straps onto the forehead. This device is specifically geared towards children with attention deficit disorder. The idea is that children would enjoy wearing them, while doctors can study how their brains react to certain stimuli.
I created a unicorn horn with a little camera in there, and also it's reacting to the EEG, so it's measuring brain waves. So from the 1020 system from the brain, I'm measuring out the P300, so I'm measuring out a certain section of the brain that has to do with ADHD, and then I made a little unicorn horn because unicorn horns are super cute, and I was busy with children, so there was a perfect placement for me to put a little camera in there. So basically what a unicorn horn is doing, it's measuring out the brain signal, so I'm monitoring that. And as soon as it's reaching a certain level, then the little camera goes on. So what I want to do by creating a device like this, for example, I'm using fashion, by them putting the unicorn on, they can actually see whatever triggers their attention, because all the time when something triggers, which can be a hand that they wave at, or a chocolate cake that they get, or something exciting, so it's spiking their attention. And at that point, the camera goes on, so it's recording what is happening in front of them. And that's a question about making them understand what is triggering their attention and how to work with that.
These dresses, suits, and clothes are not just useful. For Hanuk, it's also important that they make a statement.
I always say you have clothing, like garments, and you have fashion. And garments are there to protect us, to protect our bodies. So it's also a social thing. It's there so we're not too warm or too cold. And then you have fashion, and fashion is for us to express and to communicate. That is something really, really interesting about fashion, the expressive notion and the communicative character of that. And I want to see how to make that digital and to make that interactive in a way.
If you haven't already, take a look at some of Hanuk's wild dress designs at hanukreprecht.nl. It goes to show you that technology of our future will come in many different shapes and forms.
This is Elizabeth Fernandez for Spark Dialogue Podcasts. If you like us, don't forget to subscribe and rate us on iTunes. Also, check us out at facebook.com/sparkdialogue and on Twitter @sparkdialogue. Thanks for listening.